Good morning. We're glad you all are here with us this morning today, time traveling with us. You didn't know that you could walk in here and time travel back to the 12th of August today. Today is the 26th of August, so we're glad that you're here with us as we worship our God and come together in fellowship. We need to start off this morning by saying thank you to the many, many, many folks who were involved this week in preparation for the Lutheran Men's Barbecue, Chicken Barbecue. Folks cleaning the pits on Wednesday night, folks prepping here at the church, making dip and gathering supplies, folks at the pits yesterday morning who put the chickens on, what, close to 2? Is that right? Anybody? 4 o'clock, Neil says, but they were there close to 2, I think, some of them. The fire got lit at 2, and sort of out of our control, we had plenty of wood, but it wasn't the kind of wood we needed, and we weren't making coals, and with no fire and no coals, we had a real hard time getting those chickens cooked in a timely way. So those guys were there, a lot of them about 12 hours yesterday, and a lot of you tried to get your chickens at 11:30, and when we should have had plenty for you, and we didn't, and so we thank you for your patience. I think everybody who pre-bought a ticket came back and got their plates, so thank you and sorry for that inconvenience. I think we wound up the day with no chickens left in here that weren't accounted for, even though we had some folks standing around who sort of helped us out at the end a little bit, but thank you again for another successful event. And I got to say, my chicken that cooked slow tasted better, I thought, for having cooked slow. So I hope yours were good, but mine was really good. Other announcements I'll draw your attention to. We are going to go in a couple of weeks to Lenore Rhine for a football game with any middle and high school youth who can join us. If you will let me know, I need to know by the Monday, the 3rd of September at the latest, who's going to be going so I can have our tickets in hand. So please let me know as soon as you know if you're going to be going with us to that. We're going not just with Holly Grove, but with First Lutheran is going to go with us, and also folks from Our Savior's Welcome and Grace in Thomasville, and I think St. Luke's in Tyro. So it'll be a big crew. Hope you can join us for that. Confirmation class, I'm sorry, I said that was the 9th, it's the 15th that we're going, but I do need to know on the 3rd. Confirmation class starts on the 9th. Tomorrow night, Lutheran Men in Mission will have somebody else cook for them. We're going to go to First Lutheran and eat at 6:30, so hope you can join us for that. And then finally, Sherry Proctor had sent some prayer requests around last night on the email, but I know many of you don't have access to that. For some folks that she knows who have a 4-year-old son who went missing around King yesterday, and they found that little boy had drowned in a pond. So his name was Zeke, and the parents are Joe and Heather Surratt. I don't know how you pronounce that. S-U-R-R-A-T-T. Surratt, not a last name I know, but many of you do clearly. We want to pray for that family, how devastating that could be. So we'll pray that God would hold them in the ways they need to be held as they walk through this. Are there other announcements that would be good to share today for the good of the community? We are going to do a blessing today for all those going back to school and those involved in school. So during the children's message time, we'll come up and do that. And if you got a backpack with you, bring it on up, and we'll bless the backpack, say a prayer for you too. There are some school supplies up here, and let's get those at the end of the service, but they're for you if you're going back to school. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. I'm not aware of any prayer shawls today. Let's wish happy birthday this week to Gary, Aaron, Gracie, and Marshall, and we don't have any anniversaries that we know of. Others we should add to this list? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue with our prelude. We stand as our service continues on page 94 in the front of your book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by Christ's authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Help us to pray.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Christe eleison, Christ have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me, but not just the children, anybody who's involved in education, teachers, support staff, administration, if you'll join us up here. We may have to spread out all the way across up here. Okay, this is great. Now, how many of you will be going to school this week? Okay, how many of you have a brother or a sister or a mommy or a daddy who's going to school this week? Some of you? Okay. If you're not going to school this week, I have a very important job for you. I need you to help us pray for the people who are going to school this week. Okay? Can you do that? If you're not going to school, we still want you to pray. Okay? So we're going to pray, first of all, for everybody who's going to school this week, any kind of school. Okay? And we're going to, some of you have got your backpacks. So if you guys will hold those up in front of you. You don't have to hold them real high if it's like going to be hard. But just hold them in front of you, and we're going to pray. And if you see somebody who's got a backpack around you, can you turn around and touch that backpack so you're going to put your hands on that like a blessing? Can you guys do that? Can you help touch this backpack and say a blessing for it? You just hold your hand right there, and maybe you can do this one, and you can do this one. Can you say a prayer with us? Okay, thank you. Let's pray. Don't knock over the baptismal font as we go. Dear God, as we get ready to start another year in school, we ask your blessing on these backpacks and on all children who will wear them. As they do the very important work of being students, bless them with eagerness to learn, that their world may grow large. Bless them with respect for teachers and students, that they may have healthy relationships. Bless them with love for the world that you have created, that they may become caretakers of that creation. Bless them with happiness when learning is easy, and stick-to-itiveness when it's hard. Bless them with faith in Jesus as their best teacher and closest friend. We ask that you would protect those gathered here and all people headed to school this week. Watch over them and keep them safe as they travel to and from school. As they learn, help them also to discover the different gifts that you have given each one of them to be used in your work in the world. As they hear the many voices that will fill their days, help them to listen most carefully for your voice, the one that tells them you will always love them no matter what. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you guys who are going to be students, can you help us pray for the teachers now? Would that be okay? If you're going to be a teacher in some capacity, will you raise your hand? Can you guys gather around them? Okay, we need to find all the teachers, so raise your hands again. Can you guys gather around them a little bit and maybe hold their hand or... Yeah, we're just going to do the best we can. Okay, you guys can come over here. There's some teachers over here that we need to support. Gavin, can you gather with them and maybe right here? Yeah, that's good right there. Okay, we get everybody covered? We're going to pray for them. So let's pray, guys. Help me pray for teachers. Gracious God, thank you for calling some to be teachers and providing them the gifts and training to lead others on a lifelong path of learning. Instill patience in hurried moments, insight to find the best strategies, and stamina that sustains when weariness threatens. We pray, Lord, not just for students, teachers, but also for those who are parents. We send our precious children into the world of learning, but they're never far from you. May the hearts of all at home be knit tightly together in a web of support and encouragement for healthy learning habits, so we may share healthy life adventures wherever you lead. Many, Lord, are also called to serve and support in other roles, learners of all ages. Be present in the offices, buses, classrooms, and playgrounds of all who touch the lives of students. Give them words of encouragement and affirmation of the lasting value of the work they do each day. Can you all say amen? Now, I have one more word for you that I want to remind everybody going back this week to school, or those of you who have always gone back. Sometimes people aren't always nice to us, but what we are called to be is kind and know that other people do what other people are going to do, but we are always called to be kind to each other. That's what our God calls us to do. So this week when you go back, please be kind to each other. When the service is over, we've got some packets up here with some folders. You can take one of these packets with a notebook paper and folders and things like that. And then there's another that you can get a bag right here that's got some pens and highlighters in it. And everybody can get either a keychain or a little bracelet to remind you that as you go to school or wherever you go, that we are praying for you and we're thinking about you and we love you. So right now, everybody who's going to children's church can line up over here at this door. Everybody who's going back to their seats can go back to their seats. And after the service, you guys can get some of these school supplies that people from the church have brought for you. Thank you so much.
First reading is from the book of Joshua. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Here ends the reading. Psalm for today is Psalm 34, verses 15 through 22, and will be read responsibly. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from all.
He heals all their bones, not one of them will be broken.
Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The second reading is from the book of Ephesians. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak." Here ends the reading.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are the Spirit and life. But among you, there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God made human beings in the image of God. Male and female, he created them, and it was good. And pretty much ever since that moment when God created us in God's image, we've been trying to do our best to reverse that process, trying to create God in our own image. It happens here to Jesus in the 6th chapter of John. Now, Jesus has admittedly been saying some very strange things, that he is the true bread of heaven, that they should eat his flesh and drink his blood. I mean, that's weird to hear from the guy who grew up in your neighborhood, right? That's a strange thing for them to be saying. So the disciples push back and say, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" And when Jesus doesn't pull away from those statements, many of his disciples, quote, turned back and no longer went about with him. It sounds like what happened here is that these folks were interested in following Jesus as long as they could make Jesus out in their image, so long as he was what they wanted him to be. Because who wouldn't want to follow a guy who went around healing people, walking on water, and handing out free meals? You'd follow him just to see what he was going to do next, wouldn't you? But when Jesus challenged what they thought they knew about God and how God provides for humanity, some of those who had been disciples simply would not let themselves be moved. If Jesus wasn't going to play by their rules, they were out of there. And surprisingly for me, at least, Jesus doesn't seem to do much to try to win them back. He already told them the truth. And when they can't hear it, he doesn't do backflips to try to convince them to stay. They leave because Jesus is not what they were looking for in their lives. So continues the trend of people looking for a God who will be what they want out of God, who will say what they want to hear, instead of our God, who through Jesus calls us to follow in the way of self-sacrificing love. It's these would-be disciples again trying to make a God in their own image. This is so tempting for us, especially maybe these days, because now there are thousands of denominations out there, millions of preachers probably, So if you don't like what you're hearing from your church, what's to stop you from going out there and finding a church that tells you what you want to hear, right? We do this in so many aspects of our life now. We go to the restaurant that cooks the food the way we like it cooked, right? We order the product online that is exactly what we're looking for, and if they don't have it in the store, well, we know where we can find it. We watch the news network that tells the version of events that we want to hear. So we are well-versed. We're used to this, shopping around for what we want out of a situation. But the problem is that what we want is not always good for us, right? The fried food every meal might taste delicious, but it will wreck you eventually. A steady diet of only the talking heads that already agree with what I have decided is right, well, it creates an echo chamber and isolates me from somebody who sees things differently, and it risks losing the truth. Worst of all, a God created in my image or yours is not a God who can save us. I don't think there's much disagreement out there that this is a world that needs saving, because if you've lived in it for any amount of time, you know that, you've seen it. So the good news for us is that we have a Savior who is up to the job. Jesus, with all his shocking behavior and strange, even offensive teaching, Jesus is God's answer to this messed up world. That's what the ministry, the death, and resurrection of Jesus is all about: saving, restoring, and in the fullness of the kingdom, making right all things that are wrong in this world. The gods we make in our own image, they can tell us what we want to hear, but they can't do that. They can't make it right. All they can do is make us more certain that we are right, because the God we've created is on our side. But at some point, we realize, I hope, that that is not enough, that nothing we have created can save us. We yearn for more than that. We need more than that. And praise be, we have a God who can meet the enormity of human need, who can bring healing to all creation, who is ushering in the restoration of all the world in Jesus Christ. And what's more, God does all of this not based on our own deserving, but based on a gracious love for us. But here's the thing about God doing all of this. None of it happens our way. It happens God's way. And God's ways are strange. They feel bizarre to us. Eat my flesh and drink my blood? That's weird, right? Jesus tormented and suffering, death on a cross? That's not how I would ever do it. But then again, we've already acknowledged that I can't do it at all. So we're left with God's strange ways that we struggle to understand, the way that chooses self-sacrifice, the way that chooses love. We're invited to be a part of what God is doing here and now in self-sacrificing, loving ways, caring for the poor and the lowly, welcoming the stranger, feeding the hungry, working for healing in the world. That's what Jesus' ministry looked like, and that's our calling. And based on the way that Jesus talks, the strange and offensive things he's been known to say, maybe we shouldn't be surprised if being faithful to that calling makes us and others around us uncomfortable. Jesus himself had a whole bunch of disciples walk out on him. But traditional measures of success don't apply here, because God is doing something new, something that death itself can't stop. In the great C.S. Lewis novel, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, There's a wonderful section of the book where one of the heroes is about to meet Aslan, who's the Christ figure in this book. And her guide is giving her some background about Aslan before they meet. And the guide says, Aslan is a lion, the great lion. Ooh, says Susan. I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe? Says her guide. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he is good. He's the king. And this is how it works for us when it comes to following Jesus and working for God's kingdom. The teaching is difficult. The call is demanding. Other people may not like it, and by no means is it safe, but it is good. Peter recognizes this goodness. When Jesus asked the 12 if they're going to leave too, he says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Through Jesus, God has acted to make that eternal life a reality for us. And from there, we decide what our response to the love of God will look like. Anybody remember the old Bob Dylan song that's been covered by several folks since then? You're going to have to serve somebody, right? Will we serve ourselves, making a God in our own image who doesn't restrict us but also cannot save us? Or will we serve the challenging, uncomfortable God of eternal life who loves us to lay it on the line? You're going to have to serve somebody. In the words from our Old Testament reading, choose this day who you will serve. Amen.
Jesus, I have brought them to serve you.
Now let us proclaim what we believe by use of the Apostles' Creed found on page 105 or on the board. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator.
Trusting in our loving and almighty God, who abundantly provides the bread of life to all who hunger, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Lord God, we ask that you bless the church universal in every place, inspiring strength and courage to boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, our Creator, bless wild animals and family pets, prairies and kitchen gardens, beaches and sandboxes, mountains and hearths. Pour out your blessings, Lord, on all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, spread the gospel throughout the nations of the world, announcing your words of eternal life to peoples in every land and country. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, remember the poor and the brokenhearted and rescue all those in trouble, especially all those impacted by flooding in Hawaii. We pray for Burnett, Jane, Marshall, Bobby, Jana, Harold, the family of Elizabeth, the family of Betty, Lydia, Greg, Gavin, Harold, Billy, Gracie, the family of David, Chuck, Brianna, Daryl and his family, Wayne, Eddie, Tommy, Kathy, Noah, Joe and Heather and their family at the loss of Zeke, and all those we name now. Kelly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask, Lord, that you would protect members of this congregation along all our ways and empower us to serve Christ in sincerity and faithfulness, even when it feels uncomfortable and the things we do seem strange. Help us to follow your call. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, that you would redeem the lives of all those who have served in the faith and raise them up according to the promises of Jesus Christ, the bread that nourishes eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or imagine through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We share a sign of Christ's peace. Thank you.
Let us pray. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke light into darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of the Lord, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
By your word, you called your people Israel to sell your wonderful gifts. Freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith, increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw us to all who call on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen.
Pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Say together our mission statement on page 5. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. And I forgot when I was thanking folks at the beginning of the service to thank folks who were involved in the kitchen yesterday, and they were many and their hours were long, so thanks to those folks. If you were involved yesterday in any capacity in barbecue or preparing in the kitchen or selling desserts, would you just raise your hand for a moment? It's a lot of work that went into this. Can we thank all those folks and all of those who supported us? We sing on the way out.
Adjourn. Kids, remember to run up front and get supplies for school. Also, we'd like to announce that we have a winner for the print that's been back here. Allison Lohr. Allison Lohr won the print. Joe has it over to the left. Go in peace, serve the Lord until your heart looks like God's heart.